Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called What Dosage and Protocols Are Recommended for Taking Peptides Safely? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario as everyone is different. Peptides are revolutionizing health optimization, but using them incorrectly can waste money or worse, cause serious side effects. Today we'll cover exactly how to dose peptides safely and effectively. Let's start with the fundamental principles of peptide safety. The golden rule is start low, go slow. This isn't just bro science, it's backed by clinical research. Always verify your source through licensed pharmacies or clinics. Proper storage is crucial. Most peptides need refrigeration and protection from light. Never use a peptide that looks cloudy or has changed color. When it comes to specific protocols, timing matters. Most peptides work best when taken either first thing in the morning or right before bed, depending on the type. For example, growth hormone secretagogues typically work best before bed. Loading phases often require higher initial doses for 1 to 2 weeks before dropping to a maintenance dose. Cycling is important too. Most protocols recommend 2 to 3 months on, followed by a break. Now, let's talk about warning signs. If you experience unusual side effects like headaches, nausea, or injection site reactions, that's your body telling you something's off. Keep a detailed log of your doses and responses. This helps you and your healthcare provider optimize your protocol. The International Peptide Society recently published a fascinating study on BPC-157 dosing protocols. They tracked 200 participants over 6 months, establishing optimal dosing ranges and timing. The study confirmed that lower doses taken consistently produced better outcomes than sporadic high doses. For those ready to explore peptides, remember these key points. Start with minimum effective doses, document everything, and follow established protocols from reputable clinics. The most successful outcomes come from patient, methodical approaches rather than aggressive dosing. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.